Morning, everybody.
Morning.
As Christine and the story has lent us today, today's all about Candlemas in our gospel. Candlemas is actually a turning point in the church year. We leave behind the season of Epiphany and its reminders of Christmas and begin to look forward to Lent and Easter. And so even as we celebrate the light of Christ in the world, we start to look ahead to the darkness of Lent, Good Friday, and the cross. This. Ooh. Hey boys, what do you think? Is this good? It's a good one, isn't it? It's nice and bright, isn't it? Have you got a torch? You have. And what does your torch do for you? It lights up all the place, doesn't it? That's right. Is it when the lights are switched on, it lights up all the place? Or is it when it's dark? When it's dark. What's your torch look like? Does it look like mine? Or is it a nice shaped one, like a crocodile or a pig, or the ones that I really wanted instead of this one? But we won't go there. Okay, and now technology allows you to even have one. Well, do you think I've got one on my phone? Think I've got one on my phone, boys? Shall we see if I've got a torch on my phone? Shall we see how bright that one is? Let's have a look, shall we? Now, it's only got this yesterday, so please bear with me. Right, oh, here we go. Yeah, I did it. There we go. So there's my torch on my phone, which is really handy when you're looking for your keys in your handbag in the middle of nowhere, isn't it, ladies? We all know that feeling. And look, that's another source of light, isn't it? That's a candle, and you've decorated that beautifully. That's really gorgeous. I know Will's done one. Can you show me your one, Will? That's lovely, isn't it? And all around us today, we've got candles. Do you know when you had a very special candle given to you? No? When you were very little and you were baptised. And that candle is to remind you that Jesus shines for you all the time. Okay? Right, I'm just going to carry on with this and you carry on playing. That's beautiful. Torches are useful, aren't they? They can help when we can't see where we're going. They can help us to get out of dangerous situations or just add comfort if we can't see as well as we would like. In today's story, we heard about Jesus being presented at the temple and a man called Simeon was there. Simeon was told by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he saw the Son of God. The Spirit led him to the temple and he held baby Jesus. Even as Simeon held the infant Jesus in his arm, he foresaw that his way was going to be difficult and painful. Simeon also knew that after holding Jesus, he would tell God that he was himself now ready to go to heaven. Jesus is referred as to the light of the world, and in his story, he brought so much happiness to Simeon, he felt ready to give everything to God. Like a torch, Jesus leads us in our dark times. He keeps us safe, and he keeps us and comforts us when we need it. We're reminded of that by having light and darkness, and that darkness doesn't triumph all the time Jesus is in our lives. The light of Jesus cannot be put out. Amen.